Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Mother's Day is difficult for some people because they lost their mother. It's difficult because some ladies never became a mother. It's difficult because mothers sometimes have a child that's went on before them. It's difficult sometimes because many have had a mother that they did not respect. There are many reasons that Mother's Day can be difficult. But I want to tell you something today. We all have something in common here, every one of you. We all have a mother. And none of us had a perfect mother. You say, oh, preacher, mine was. No, yours wasn't. Some came close. Matter of fact, there's a mother in the Bible that came very close. Matter of fact, the Bible said she'd be honored throughout generations. But even she was not a perfect mother. And her name was Mary. And she gave birth to a child in a manger and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. She knew that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She knew his ministry ahead. She knew who he was. She knew what he could do. But she was the flesh side of Jesus. She is a mother like any other mother. I want to take you to a wedding in John chapter 2. And the Jewish weddings back then were a little different than what they are today. Today they do last longer by the time you take the pictures and you go to the reception and you do everything that you need to do through the rehearsals and everything. They do last longer, even though my part I've cut down to about 10 minutes. But back then, what they would do is they would take the bride-to-be, the mother and dad, and they would parade her through town. Now, she'd be all dressed up. Sometimes she'd have a crown on. She'd be all dressed up, and they would be singing, and people would be following them, that their daughter's going to get married. Their daughter's going to get married. Their daughter's going to get married. And when that was finished, the parents of the son would take the son throughout the town, and they would, with a group of people, and they would say, our son is going to get married, our son is going to get married. And the whole town almost would show up for the wedding. And the wedding would take place, the mother and dad of the bride would show up at the door of the groom's home, and they would get married at the doorway of the groom's home. Then there would be a festival. I call it a festival because it isn't the party type that we think of today. And this festival was lasted not just a day, but it lasted up to a week. And this couple were celebrated all week long. And they would eat. And they would eat. And they would eat. And it'd be a major buffet. And in that buffet, it was the bridegroom's family that made sure that everything was supplied. So we find Jesus' mother at this wedding. And we find that she's in charge of some of the catering at this wedding. So perhaps it was her younger brother was getting married. Perhaps it was her daughter was getting married. We don't know who it was, but we know that it was close enough to a family that Jesus' mother, Mary, was there. And she says, makes this statement to Jesus. And on the third day, they're at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. So the whole crew was there. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Now let me set the record straight from where I see it. The wine back in those days, if you read the Bible, you will find out there's some books that are left out of the King James Bible or the Protestant Bible that are in the Catholic Bible, and they're called the Maccabees. They were also in the Puritans' Bible when they came, the Pilgrims, and settled in the United States. And we look upon those, and even Jerome, when he interpreted the scripture and wrote the Latin Vulgate for the then United Church or the Catholic Church, said that he doesn't give the weight to these books that he gives to the other books of the Bible. And from that, almost every translation has been taken from the Latin Vulgate. But in the book of Maccabees, it tells about, do not drink the wine unless it is watered down, and do not drink the water unless it's wined down. And what they would do is they would dilute it at least 2 to 1, and many times 20 to 1. So when they're talking about wine for a party, they're not talking about a big drunken brawl. They're talking about something that purified the water, made the water sweeter. And in today's terms, it wouldn't be 3.2 alcohol is what alcohol has to be in it to be considered a alcoholic beverage. It would have been more like 2.2 or 2.0. So it wouldn't even qualified for that. Now, you can disagree with me on that. If you choose to. I do not use alcohol. I don't see any reason to use it. I can have a great time without it, and I believe so can you. Now, that's my position. Now I'm going to go on and tell you the rest of the story so that you don't go out and quote me and say this is a reason to go out and party, because it wasn't. But Mary came to Jesus, and she says to Jesus, "They have no wine." Jesus is 30 years old. And she's still telling him what to do. Any of you guys have mothers like that? You better have. Mine was like that. 30 years old. Had a whole crew of people working for him. What I'm telling you, Mary was meddling. Jesus said, this is a pretty stern answer. "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." He said, "What do you want me to do about it? So you're out of wine. Why are you asking me?" His mother said to his servants, "Whatsoever he says to you, do it." I believe Mary was a stern mother. I believe this shows that she was a stern mother. I see that Jesus also sees her as trying to meddle in his business, in his ministry. I see Jesus as seeing her trying to tell him to come out when his time to come out isn't yet. Now, Mary knew who she was. She knew him. She knew all about him. She knew his purpose in life. And she knew she was born and conceived by the Holy Spirit, but he was still her boy. And young men and women, you're still going to be mama's boy or girl. It doesn't matter how old you are, so get used to it. And if I've learned anything about mothers, I've learned this. There are some mothers that have not been very good mothers. They didn't teach the right things. They didn't show them the right things. They didn't set a good example. And I see their kids in church. Then I see other mothers that seem to say all the right things, teach all the right things, and I see their kids not in church. Then I wonder, Lord, what is the difference? What is this about being a good mother? And we know that Mary was a good mother. God himself said Mary was a good mother. She meddled. She wasn't a perfect mother, but she was a good mother and an honest mother. In Mark chapter 3, verse 20, and I want to read this to you. Chapter 3, verse 20. Then the multitude came together so that they could not so much as eat bread. They came together to see Jesus, and they're in this house, and they're tight, so tight they can't even eat. There's so many in there. But when his own people, this is his mother and his brothers and his family, heard about this, they went out and laid hold of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. His own people, they went and got him because they said, you're going to get hurt. Now, you don't talk like this about the king and about the priest. Jesus, you got to calm it down just a little bit. I remember when my dad set me down, told me I needed to calm it down a little bit. And he said, you don't need making everybody mad. He said, you got to get them with you first, then you can make them mad. How do I know it was Jesus' mother and family? Because I read the rest of it. Verse 31. And his mothers and his brothers and his mothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a multitude was sitting around him and said to him, look, your mother and your brother are outside seeking you. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother and my brother? And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, here is my mother and my brother, for whosoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. There comes a time in your life when you're going to have to step out into your ministry and be accountable for your life. There's a time when you can't blame mom and dad for the things that you're doing wrong, and you can't expect them to encourage you, especially when you know you're doing right all the time. Parents are not perfect. They will never be perfect. They're watching out for your own physical good. That's how they raise you. You're part of them physically. But I know, when I came out of the Navy, my dad went to church 4 miles from where I pastored, and he wouldn't come to the church that I pastored. That's too strict. He wouldn't sit under his son. But I remember when he did. And I remember when he saw that God was leading, and it wasn't a point where he could any longer lead. And I see that in Mary's life, where she sat at the cross and she didn't say a word. And she watched because she knew God was in absolute control of her son, even though she knew her son's life was going to be taken that day. She knew who he was and his purpose. And my dad attended my little brother's church faithfully. And he had come to me and he said, Bob, Jim's doing some dumb stuff. And I said, Dad, let him go. God's got his hand on him. And trust God to correct him. And Dad said, Bob, you don't know how hard it is. I said, I know it is, because I know the arguments you and I had when we were that age, Dad. You just got to let him go to do God's will. And he let him go and he did God's will. Now let me tell you this about Mary. Mary was one of the best mothers that ever walked the face of the earth. You know why? Because these words came out of Mary's mouth, and if they come out of your mouth as a mother, you'll be a great mother. Whatever Jesus says to do, do it. Period. Whatever he says to do, do it. And she walked away. Now, I wonder if Mary thought that he was going to go and buy wine somewhere, she thought he was going to go and mix up some, if he was going to... I don't know what Mary thought. Maybe Mary thought he was just going to say no. But he's in charge. Isn't it something when we as a parent or we as an adult can look around and say, I don't have the answer for this, but whatever Jesus says to do, that's what we're going to do. Whatever Jesus says to do, that's how this is going to be come out. You know what Jesus did? He turned the water into wine. And he went out and he got 6 big barrels. And he filled them with water. 6 stone jars. And according to the calculation of that day, that was between 120 and 180 gallons. Wow. His first miracle. You know what he said? He kind of said, Mama, you're meddling, but you're my mama. You want wine? Girl, you're going to get it. He said, you're going to get it. It's going to be the best that it's ever made. He said, there's going to be more than an abundance for everyone. And he said, you want to see something? I'm going to show you something. And any man that has ever done anything or woman that has ever done anything, one person in life they want to impress, and that's their mother. Whether she was good, great, bad, indifferent, you want her respect. There's never another time in the scripture where Mary tries to tell Jesus what to do again. She followed his ministry. Mom, sometimes we got to let our kids go. You won't, Mary didn't. But you really got to try. And you got to allow them to fail a little in order to succeed a lot. Mary wasn't perfect. You won't be either. Your mother wasn't perfect. Why do you even expect her to be? You say, my mother wasn't like other mothers. The only thing you need to be concerned about is you as a mother say, do whatever Jesus says to do. Whatever he says to do. And your kids will be believers. Whether you take them to church every Sunday, whether they see you never have a tantrum or not, if they see you respect who Jesus is and you say whatever he says to do, do it, and they see your life change because you are following him, they will follow him too. Let us stand. Philippians 4:19 says, God will meet all your needs according to his riches in Jesus Christ. Mary was a faithful mother and a faithful servant of God. That's all God asks of anyone. I had a faithful mother. She wasn't perfect. She was faithful. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of Mary. Whatever Jesus says to do, do it. The trust that she had, knowing that he was in the hands of God. And Lord, as we become older, we see our adult children and we say, Lord, I thank you because they're in your hands. We see them maturing in their faith. We say, thank you, Lord, because they're in your hands. Did they always listen to us? No. Were we always right when we corrected them? No. But we believed. And in that faith, they saw you. Help us today as we move forward and walk forward into your light. Knowing we're imperfect, but knowing you will work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.